turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Hi, and welcome to Turnbuckle Trash. This is Dave Denton. Zane and I have an interview today with an independent wrestler out of Salt Lake City. The Ringmaster joins us later on from the Wrestling Association of the Rockies. Also, on today's Turnbuckle Trash, Zane and I go over some of the things that are happening in professional wrestling, and we'll have a little bit of news that has come in over the last day or so. That's coming up on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
Now it's time to go to school!
You mean like wrestling?
Yeah!
It's sort of like wrestling, except they ain't mad.
It's called suspension of disbelief.
It's like wrestling for fun.
Like wrestling.
Nothing like that.
This is unbelievable.
Before we get started with Zane and I wanted to pass along my congratulations today to none other than Double J, Jeff Jarrett. It was announced earlier today that Jeff will be a member of the WWE Hall of Fame and WrestleMania weekend. Congratulations to Jeff Jarrett. Now, just a memory of Jeff, of course, he started when I was very young. I watched him in some of his first matches on the wrestling out of Memphis, Tennessee. His father was Jerry Jarrett, who was a promoter and sometime performer in Tennessee, and he wrestled many times against people like Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. He also wrestled against Jerry the King Lawler. He went on to become Double J, the country music star out of Nashville, Tennessee, and he had the Road Dog with him. And then after he left the WWE, of course, he went on to form TNA Wrestling, which later on became TNA Impact, and of course Global Force, and all the mess that happened there. But Jeff did start that with his father, Jerry Jarrett, out of Nashville, Tennessee, and at one time a very large promotion. Jeff, after he sold out and Dexie Carter took over the TNA promotion, he went on to form for a short time the Global Force Wrestling, and then we know that he was kind of out of it, in of it for quite a while. And then he came back in for a short time with the Anthem Sports after they bought TNA. But then the bottom kind of fell out in the last year. Jeff had to go into some sort of rehab, but it is nice to know that Jeff has come out of rehab and he is going to become a member of the WWE Hall of Fame. Jeff still does perform occasionally. A friend of mine was at a Memphis Grizzlies game, an NBA contest. They had wrestling night. And guess who was there? None other than Jeff Jarrett. Double J going into the WWE Hall of Fame. Congratulations from all of us here at the Turnbuckle Trash. Also joining the class this year, the Dudley Boys. Bubba and Devon will become a member of the WWE Hall of Fame. A great tag team from the Attitude Era and also ECW. Of course, Bully Ray, now as he's known, had to recently retire because of an injury. Devon has been retired basically for the last year or so. Also joining Ivory, the former women's champion in the WWE, and none other than one of our favorites, Bill Goldberg. Yes, Goldberg is going to become a member of the WWE Hall of Fame. And we'll have to get Zane on talking about Goldberg and seeing him in his first televised match out of Salt Lake City, as Zane was there at that match. Other news, the NWA owner Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins announced today that he is going on tour with the Smashing Pumpkins once again. But Billy Corgan now owns the NWA, and they're getting a lot of publicity and starting to do very well with all their promotions with people like the Impact Championship Wrestling out of Hollywood. Their champion right now is Nick Aldis, who is the former Magnus on Impact Wrestling. And also, we want to congratulate Billy Corgan on his success so far since he has owned the NWA. More coming up on Turnbuckle Trash right now.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Dave Denton and Zane O'Mac right over here. And we are on Turnbuckle Trash today. And we have an independent wrestler with us. He's a great tag team wrestler. Thanatos the Ringmaster. How you doing, my man?
It's the Ringmaster Thanatos. Get it straight, Skippy.
Yeah. I prefer Jeff Peanut Butter myself. Thank you. Hey, Ringmaster, no disrespect meant at all, because you wrestle with the War promotion out of Salt Lake City. That is the Wrestling Association of the Rockies. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. So, Ringmaster, let's talk a little bit about the independent circuit and organizations like War. We've had a few of the indie wrestlers on with us on Turnbuckle Trash. Let's talk a little bit about what it takes to put on a good independent event and have the people come out and watch you guys perform. What kind of things do you guys go through to get an event started?
Well, to get an event started, you know, I mean, it all starts with hard work. You know, you need to get in and take advantage of the opportunities given to you. I mean, if someone says, hey, we've got a ring, you know, you want to come train, get your butt there. Don't make excuses. Get there and work your butt off.
So how long have you been doing this, Ringmaster?
About 13 years.
13 years. And so where's the most unique place you've performed?
I would have to definitely say Comic-Con. That's probably the biggest crowd I've ever been in front of.
Yeah, I was there. This was the first year of Comic-Con, was it not?
I believe it was the second.
The second year, yeah. I remember that because I watched almost every one of you guys' performances, and I just had a wonderful time, got to talk to you guys. I think I even did an interview with you, didn't I, Ringmaster?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, and there was a lot of people enjoying War Wrestling at the Comic-Con Salt Lake City. So let's talk a little bit about the training you guys go through, because we all know that what you guys do has a lot of danger involved. And how do you train yourself to keep yourself from getting injured?
Like I said, if you have access to a ring, get there. Don't make excuses. Get there. Bust your butt. Listen to your trainers. Do what they're asking you to do, because they're trying to make it so that you don't go out there and break your neck. And that's if I don't get in the ring with you anyway, because I'm going to.
Yeah, I know.
So speaking of breaking necks, I want to know, how does Ringmaster, you're not a small guy.
No.
Well, you're 6 foot, 6 foot four, 6 foot five?
Yeah,
a big guy, right. And the way you move, I remember coming back from a War show and telling my partner Dave here. I said, you know, and he said, how was that War show? I brought my kid and we had a great time. And I said, you know, I said, it was a good show. I said, you don't know who the best. I said, they had this guy there that was huge. And I says, and he did a frickin' moonsault off the top rope. And I said, how the hell does a guy like that do such a move like that and pull it off?
Well, it's one of those things. I mean, I'm from a circus, you know, so I kind of learned acrobatic type things when I was there, you know, and that's where the ringmaster comes from. You know, I spent a lot of time around the original ringmaster, but when I had my chance, you know, I took him off the pedestal and I took my rightful place as the ringmaster. He didn't like it, but you know, that's just what happens when you can't stand up to someone like me. as far as that goes, again, it just goes back into training. You know, go in, and if you want to do something, you make a way to make it happen. You make it happen.
Hey, you had an event last night, the war event in Salt Lake City. You said that you had a tag team match. Let's talk about the tag team match. Who was your partner, and who did you guys beat up?
So my partner is the amazing Rick Knight. I've had a few matches against that guy, and we took each other to our limits. And he's one of the few guys that was actually able to hold his own against me. I ended up coming out on top, but you know, he earned my respect, and so I ended up recruiting him because I knew that if we joined forces, there was not going to be anybody that could stop us. And it's like I said earlier, if we win, you know, it's because we choose to. If we lose, again, it's because we choose to. We're always thinking. We've got a plan. So if we lose, there's a reason behind it. Last night, we went up against the War Tag Team Champions of Spike and Izzy Sane.
The longest reigning champions in Utah, right? That's what they claim. We've talked to Spike and Izzy before on the show. So
yeah. Really, really easy to defend the titles that long if they don't actually ever defend them. That's the thing. They never defend their titles. They're you know, it's really easy to hold on to something when you don't put it on the line.
Ooh, harsh words for that. So what was the outcome of the match, Ringmaster?
Well, again, we chose not to take the belts from them last night. The match ended up in a disqualification because we just we didn't feel that it was time. We just wanted to go out. We wanted to show that we could and will go out and decimate anybody that stands in our way. And, you know, the tag champs were just the first in a long line of what's to come. Eventually, we're going to deem it appropriate to have the belts around our waist, and nobody's going to stop us from obtaining that goal.
So one thing I want to talk to you about is I came to a show a few months ago, and there was a former WWE superstar, Sin Bodhi, that was in the ring with you. Tell us what it's like being in the ring with somebody who's performed in the so-called big leagues. And is that something that's inspiration to you, or is that something that it's just another guy that you're just competing with and no big deal?
It's definitely a learning experience. It's one of those things where they have been where most people want to be. You know, personally, my goal isn't to get to WWE or TNA or Ring of Honor. I'm content where I'm at. For me, it's a choice not to be there. But when you get the opportunity to meet somebody like that, it's definitely a learning experience, and it's a good time to just keep your mouth shut and your ears open, because if that's where you want to be, that's the person you need to talk to get there.
Hmm. Okay.
So as you're talking about, you know, shutting your mouth and learning, you had to learn from someone else. You talked about the original Ringmaster, but maybe some other influences, and maybe a little bit talk more about the original Ringmaster, some of the influences on you as you were getting ready to get into the business?
Well, one of my influences, the guy that I've always looked up to as far as wrestling goes, has always been The Undertaker. I've just always liked the dark, mysterious side of that. And then Sting came around with the Crow kind of Sting, and that was something else I also liked. You know, it was the dark, mysterious, what's going to happen next? Is he going to stay good? Is he going to turn bad? What's going to happen? You never knew. So that was definitely an influence in me when I decided to get into the industry.
Mm-hmm. So who trained you personally?
A lot of my learning, I would have to give credit to an individual by the name of Michelle Morgan. She trains with a different company right now, but as far as the person that I feel that I learned the most from would have to be her. Mm-hmm. The person that gave me my big opportunity, he goes by the name of Psycho. He was the owner and operator of ACW back when I first started, and I would say that that's the person that gave me my big break. Mm-hmm. I started with a different school and ended up going to ACW about 6 months into me getting started. So I would have to say that he's the one that gave me the break. But as far as learning goes, it would be her.
So, Ringmaster, are you from Utah, or have you been performing in other states and other regions in your career?
Well, the circus that I started out in was in Coney Island, but I don't feel that New York is my home. The circus is my home. The Psycho Circus is where I am from. That's where I feel is home. But I've been spending most of my independent wrestling here in Utah.
Well, that's cool. And I remember seeing you, like we talked about earlier at the Comic-Con. I did a little interview with several of the performers there, including the Super Destroyer. Is he still with your organization?
He is. He's actually a member of the Psycho Circus.
Oh, cool. He's a great guy. I really enjoy talking to him. So we had him on. I met up with him at this year's Comic-Con, did a little interview with them too also. So Ringmaster, who else wrestles in the War promotion?
Anybody that's relevant? Well, if they're not in the Psycho Circus to us, they're not relevant.
Oh,
so how do you feel about, I know there's a guy in the War promotion that likes to run his mouth, Brick Alexander.
Another one of those champions that doesn't put it up.
I think last time I saw a War event, Brick was injured. Is he still
injured?
Yep,
that was at my hands.
Tell us a little bit about, is Brick the current War heavyweight champion?
Until I decide otherwise.
we got a little smack talk going on here. I like it, man. So when you decide to go after it, how are you going to approach going after these titles, whether it's single or tag team?
It will probably be a singles thing because you can't have a tag team heavyweight champion. Right now, our focus is on the tag team division. But when we're all said and done with that, I definitely will be coming after whoever holds that belt at the time, be it Brick Alexander, Leo Wolf, Mean Mike, Assassin. It doesn't matter who it is. I'm going to be coming for them.
So, Ringmaster, I see that War has been doing a really good job of promoting lately and getting some large names to come to Utah. Tell us a little bit about that and how that makes you feel. Is that a good thing to see these names come to War? Just tell us a little bit about some of these people that you've been able to meet this past year from other organizations.
Well, like I said, it's a great learning experience. It's a great way to learn. I mean, again, they've been where most people want to be. And if you want to be in the so-called big leagues, they've been there. And, you know, the best way to get the knowledge is from the person that's coming in. So it's a great way to learn. It's a great way to get to where you're wanting to go.
So when is your next event going to be? You guys got that one planned out?
The next one is planned out. I didn't quite catch the date. I was dealing with the aftermath of our match and plotting with the circus about our next move.
All right.
So I do know that Sin Bodhi will be there for this next one.
Awesome. So I want to talk to you real quick. I saw you do a moonsault one time off the top rope, and it looked like you injured yourself pretty good. You took a real hard spill on the hardwood floor. How important is it to tough through those injuries and get back in the ring? I mean, it didn't seem like it fazed you at all.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's a hardwood floor, and that's a 10-foot drop. You know, I mean, if you land wrong, it's gonna come back to bite you, but you suck it up and you get the job done.
So, what is the relationship that you have personally with the fans that show up to your event? How do you react with the fans?
Honestly, the fans are just something that comes along with the business. As far as my aspect of how I interact with them, I don't even acknowledge their existence. You know, they're just a byproduct of what I'm trying to get to, you know.
Uh-huh. And you put up with people like Zane and Dave from Turnbuckle Trash asking you stupid questions, right?
Stupid is as stupid does. So
he must know me. He remembers me. I'm telling you. But you know, you guys do a great job, and we always at Turnbuckle Trash we like to talk about the indies because you guys are the ones that are learning. You're hungry, and I think you guys put on a tremendous event and a tremendous show. And I encourage, we always say this at almost every podcast, we encourage people to find their own independent shows all over the country because we have listeners in North Carolina, Kentucky, we've had Arizona and California, one in England that contacted us. So we always encourage them to find the local events and get out there and support them. And we do appreciate what you guys do with for wrestling fans all over the country.
Yeah, we appreciate, you know, most of them appreciate the fans, but like I said, I could care less if the fans are there. I've got a job to do, and I'm going to get it done.
Well, I can understand that, too. A job's a job, isn't it, my man?
Yeah.
And you got to get to that pay window.
Well, again, it's not as far as the pay goes as much as it is just attaining what I've set my mind to do.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're pretty early into the year. So what do you see the Ringmaster, Thanatos, what do you see this goals? What are your goals for 2018? What can the Ringmaster achieve this year?
Well, there goes one of those stupid questions you brought up earlier. I've already told you where I'm going with this. Our goal right now is to decimate the tag team division. Eventually, we're going to deem it fit that we're going to take those belts from them, and we're going to run roughshod over the tag division. Mm-hmm. Well, then, as far as this year goes, we're going to take out the tag division. That's our goal.
Okay, well, that's cool. So, we thank you very much for joining us on Turnbuckle Trash, and we'll let you know when it gets online. And once again, we encourage everyone to, especially in the Utah area where we have a whole bunch of listeners, to find out where, and we'll be promoting your event too on Turnbuckle Trash, and we'd like to find out where and when you guys are going to be having your next event. And we encourage everyone to get out there and support the local guys, the independents. You will not be disappointed. You'll have a great, great time.
Come watch a bloodbath at the next show because we're coming after Spike and Easy again.
And well, I can't think of two guys that would deserve a good old-fashioned psycho circus beatdown more than those cocky buggers.
If you want to do me one of these favors here, Spike, give him the spike. You know, make him hurt a little bit.
Will do.
I know you will.
Hey, dude, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time. Really
do, and, no problem.
That was fun.
Hey, MSR.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you like geeky things?
I love geeky things, Chunky Larry.
How much do you love geeky things?
I would say at least a 7.
A 7? That's
yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
I mean, I have a few places on the internet I go to.
Well, the one place you want to go on the internet is geeksoftheindustry.com, because it's got geeks at the beginning.
Oh, that's a good point. Geeksoftheindustry.com, you say. What is that about? What is that?
Well, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got cartoons, movies, music, video games, wrestling. You know, anything that's geeky that you're into, you'll probably be able to find at geeksoftheindustry.com.
I can watch all of those things?
No, no, no. It's a podcast website. You listen to things.
Oh.
Ooh, podcasting. You can download them from the website, or you can, you know, subscribe to one of the shows on Stitcher or iTunes.
What was that website again?
That's geeksoftheindustry.com, my good friend.
I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, sorry, my brother. You've got to get your own.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess I'll just try and take over the world.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
It's a pile of trash.
Hi, everyone. It's Dave and Zane O'Mac. Here we are on Turnbuckle Trash. How
and
you doing?
Tell him where we are.
We are actually at Cool 103.9 in Logan, Utah, the radio station right now.
And tell him who's here with you.
Sammy Zane?
No, I'm Zane, here in person. Yeah. This not joining
Skype.
You on the phone.
Our own Skype.
We are live.
Sort
not really live. This is pre-recorded.
Yeah, pre-recorded. And by the way, in Utah, we've been actually having a very dry winter. And this day, when you drive up from south central Utah to northern Utah, we get about 8 inches of snow out there. Thank you a whole lot.
Yeah, I brought it with us.
I know. They've had a worse winter in Tennessee, where I have family, than we've had here. But we're getting sucked in today.
Well, it's all your fault.
You know, I know. Hey, we got to excuse Ajay. He's going to be with us.
There is no excuse for Ajay.
I know. I excused both of you last time, but there's no excuse for Ajay. Yeah, you know, he's already, I think next week he starts his coaching gig.
Good for him.
With baseball. And
I raised that boy well.
I know, we done did it right.
Molded him well.
And on my podcast, my radio station website a few weeks ago, I actually used that story that Ajay told about meeting the Big Show and Sheamus. Remember that a couple of years ago?
I remember that.
Oh, it was hilarious.
What a lucky dog, dude.
I know. I hate him.
You know what? You want to know one of my bucket list items?
What's that?
And I even, there was a thing for, well, you can't call it Salt Lake Comic Con anymore. It's the Salt Lake Comic.
It's Fan Fest. A comic book convention. Or a comic convention. Fan X, a comic convention, I think it is.
Whatever it's called now, because they can't use Comic-Con anymore. Which,
whatever. Stupid San Diego.
They said, who would you like to see come back to Comic-Con? And I said, none other than the brother himself, Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Oh, the Hulkster.
I would love to see. If Hulk comes back to Comic-Con, I will pay whatever, just to get the opportunity to meet the Hulkster and get a picture with him.
Well, you know, I almost did that when he was at Comic-Con, and I decided that I'd spent too much money every place else. Jimmy, the Mouth of the South, Hart was there, and he was doing autographs for $10.
Yeah. Well, you're like a ferret when it comes to comic books. I mean, it's like ferrets like shiny things and collect them. Dave's like comic books and action figures. He's like he's drawn to them. He's like a magnet. He just can't.
Yeah.
I come to visit Dave today, and what does he show up with? None other than the cutest little 1-inch tall Sami Zayn figure you've ever seen in your life.
Isn't it cool?
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
And I don't know where you find all this stuff.
I found it at Walmart, of all places. And I don't ever go to Walmart because I don't like Walmart. Sorry, guys. But I went to Walmart, and they had all these figures for like $1 a piece, and I bought a whole bunch, and I saw Sami Zayn. I said, got to get that for Zayn because he's a Sami Zayn fan.
Sami Zayn heel is awesome.
Yeah, he is. And I love that.
Hey, what happened with on SmackDown the other day between Sami and KO?
I think KO.
Did they even?
What they're going to be doing. What happened was AJ Styles got involved in the match. So it was a double disqualification or something. So now they're going to have a fatal three-way at Fastlane.
And is Ziggler?
I haven't seen this last Tuesdays yet.
Okay.
But there is talk that they're gonna make it a fatal four way. Because he's back. When you were talking about that little figure, that reminded me of a little story. I think I put it on our Facebook page. I like to go to thrift stores, just like the MK Bandit does. He and I were messaging about that. Going to thrift stores and finding wrestling figures for next to nothing. That little 1-inch figure that you have there, Sami Zayn, is from a series that they put out from Mattel. They're simple little metallic little figures. I mean, nice bright paint. They're really nice. I like them. I really do. At this thrift store I was at, they have a collectibles area, and they had one of these little 1-inch figures of The Rock, which I could have gone two blocks down the road to a Walmart and got it for $1. But since they had it as The Rock, the thrift store, the cut-down store, had it at $5.
Hmm.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Well, obviously.
Rip off.
Obviously, it's kind of like, eating a champagne on a beer budget or whatever they say.
Drinking champagne on a beer budget. I couldn't believe that. So anyway, that's neither here nor there.
You sent me an email this week, you know, of some things that's been going on in the industry. And who's Rob Gronkowski? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Maybe people are going to make fun of me, but I don't watch football. So
Juice will make fun of you.
I don't care. Juice can make fun of me all he wants.
Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots.
He sounds like somebody that should be in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sorry, that was funny.
I am Rob Gronkowski, yeah.
He's a great tight end, and his best friend is Mojo Riley. And if you remember last year during the Andre the Giant Battle Royal at WrestleMania, the Gronk was there. He got into the ring, and he speared, trying to remember who it was now. He put a spear onto Jinder Mahal, that's who it was.
Okay.
Yeah, and Mojo won the match with help of Gronk. So there's word now that Gronk is thinking about retirement. He's still young, but he's had a lot of injuries to his legs and to his back especially. He's 29 years old in phenomenal shape. I mean, he's got muscles all over him. And he is a huge wrestling fan. And there has been talk that he might try to go to the WWE and kind of go the Ronda Rousey route, you know, getting trained behind the scenes and then making her basic debut like she did on Raw a couple. She's going to sign her contract on Raw, the Elimination Chamber coming up in a couple of weeks. So that's one of the words. And I imagine Juice is just all kinds of upset because he is a huge Patriots fan.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, they got beat.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't they in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and they got beat.
By the Philadelphia Eagles?
Philadelphia Eagles, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Loved it.
I went over to our neighbor's house. They invited us over to watch the second half of the Super Bowl. And I was like, oh, you guys have hot wings and pepper poppers and soda? Oh, this is great. What are we doing? Oh, we have to have a reason to have this?
Oh, darn, yeah.
So I ended up talking to his father-in-law most of the time and didn't even watch the game.
You're not a big football fan. A few years ago, I was in the St. Louis area, went over to a friend's house, and I cooked up a big pot of jambalaya.
That sounds delicious.
It was good. And there were a couple of ladies there, one that I was with, not my wife because I hadn't met her yet, but the two ladies, about the third quarter, I noticed they were in the kitchen over the pot that was still on the stove, eating directly out of the pot, the jambalaya, not watching the Super Bowl.
I probably wouldn't watch anything that was on TV if I had a pot of jambalaya in front of me either.
And I love jambalaya. So, but anyway, that's what's
so
going on.
I want to talk to you a second about let's shift gears here for a minute. Okay. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, Ronda Rousey. I want to talk to you. Let me go off on my own here for a moment. There's a lot of people who are extremely frustrated with Ronda Rousey and the way she debuted and stealing the light from Asuka and things like that. What's Dave Denton's personal feelings on this? Because, I mean, we got to say personal because, of course, I will remind everybody again that this is a fan show, not a professional opinionated show, right?
It didn't surprise me But to the point that you just made, taking the spotlight away from Asuka, but the way they were going to work this event, as things go by, you can understand it a little bit more because now they're setting up, a 5 or 6-way Elimination Chamber match for the women for the championship of the WWE Women Raw Division. And that person will take on Asuka at WrestleMania.
So,
because Asuka won, and that meant that she will be going against the Raw champion.
So, do you see? Tell everybody what is on my hat.
I have to read NXT. NXT.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Whoa, Dave, NXT.
NXT.
So why did Ronda not come up through NXT? How come she gets special privileges?
Good question. I don't know what to tell you there.
Come on, I thought you and Vince were tight.
Me and Vince, we just like, you know, just like
you
peas and carrots.
You and Hunter were tight.
Yeah. He's pretty tight. No, I don't understand. I really don't, because Vince made that statement a few years ago that nobody would come up to the main roster until they went through NXT.
Yeah. Because there's been multiple people we've discussed about, you know, I said, why are they on, like guys like Rhino and some of those that were in NXT? I was like, why are they in NXT? Why are they not like a guy like Drew McIntyre, you know? Why did they put him back in NXT? He's already been on the main roster.
Yeah, that make him much
you know,
sense.
I'm like, why? You know.
And I read the other day that before Drew was injured a few months back against the current NXT champion, which I can never pronounce his name properly, so I won't try, that the plan was for Drew to move up right after that match to the Raw roster and have a feud with Finn Balor because they're both from Europe. I don't know if they're from the same country or
so what. So is Ronda going to be the female version of Brock Lesnar?
I hope not, because I don't like the male version of Brock Lesnar.
Where she comes in for 8 pay-per-views a year.
It's very possible. You know what Chris says, that it's going to be at WrestleMania. Get this. Ronda Rousey against Stephanie McMahon and Triple H and her partner, Ronda Rousey's partner, The Rock.
Well, I've heard that too, but The Rock hasn't signed anything yet.
No, he
hasn't. I can't speak for The Rock, but I don't know. I mean, he doesn't need that. You know, he doesn't even
unless
need
it. He just wanted to
just
be part of the show again,
I guess.
Yeah, I don't pretend to know what they're thinking as far as that goes. It doesn't. That has no interest for me. I would rather see Ronda Rousey attack someone like Asuka, and then have Asuka and her go at it. I would prefer that than Stephanie McMahon and Triple H with The Rock. Just that personally does not hold any interest to me. I mean, that might be the time to go out and get the hot wings and the jambalaya. And
you were discussing with me a while ago about Mr. Cena.
Oh, John Cena.
What's John going to do? Is he going to be The Rock 2.0?
There's another rumor going around that Cena. Let's see. How is it going for WrestleMania? Will be going against The Undertaker. The Undertaker will come back for one more match. That one doesn't hold any interest for me either. I mean,
you know who I'd rather see him take on?
Who?
Walk with Elias.
And I hope they do that.
I hope they do it too.
I love Elias. WWE stands for Walk with Elias.
Dude, he's one of my favorites right now. Uh-huh. He's one of my favorites right now on the roster right
yeah.
now.
Did you see what happened on Monday Night Raw last week?
Braun Strowman. So okay, so what's up with that? Why is Braun all of a sudden like not in the feud for the WWE Universal title now?
Well, at the Elimination Chamber, they're going to have Braun Strowman, The Miz, John Cena, although The Miz has to go in first because he lost to John Cena this past Monday, Elias and Bray Wyatt, Finn Balor, and Seth Rollins, all in the Elimination Chamber. I think it's 7 people, 6 or 7 anyway. Mm-hmm. And the winner will go against Brock Lesnar.
But you didn't say it right. That's better.
Lesnar.
That's better. That's better. Chris would be proud.
Okay.
Chris would be like, Uncle Dave, he didn't even say it right. It's supposed to be Brock Lesnar, not Brock Lesnar. Yeah.
He's going to tell you to start getting on your southern accent again. Yeah.
He's going to tell me to exchange my diapers for Depends.
Did you see the Monday Night Raw when they did the who was going to get into the chamber with John Cena, and Elias and Braun Strowman in a fatal.
I watched up to the point of like where Braun came out with the bass and like that was kind of funny. But
where that started from was when they had the Cena, Braun Strowman and Elias match, where who was going to win that match would come in the last member of the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Elias wins that match because he kind of held back a little bit and he saw the opportunity and he dumped Braun Strowman over the top
rope. Did he give him slap nuts? Slap nuts, right? Double J?
Jeff
Jarrett? Hit him with the head with a guitar?
But when you say that, it makes me cringe. I start thinking Wachobies.
Yeah. A lot of kicking in the Wachobies.
Just got him in the ding ding!
Now.
Wachobies.
No.
Sorry. you can guess. Go back to past episodes of Turnbuckle Trash if you don't know what the Wachobies. But anyway, that's why that little booking went there. So interesting stuff. What they're going to be doing for WrestleMania? They still got 2 weeks from today, I think it is, or is it next Sunday? Next Sunday is Elimination Chamber.
And speaking of Elimination Chamber, I think you posted something on Facebook the other day about the two pay-per-views a month. It looks like they're going by the wayside.
WWE did announce that they're going to cut back on the amount of pay-per-views throughout the year, only like two or three. That was about a month ago that they announced that, and just within the last couple of weeks, they've also announced they're going to, after WrestleMania, stop the brand split for the pay-per-views. So they'll still have, you know, the brand split, but the pay-per-views, you'll see SmackDown stars and also Raw stars on that.
So do you ever even watch any of the other shows on the network?
Occasionally I'll try to catch up a little bit.
Are they still doing
NXT
Superstars?
Yeah, they still do those. Yeah. They do 205 Live with a new general manager, the former Rockstar Spud. Yeah. And he's got great mic skills.
Yeah.
So he's now the general manager. After that debacle with the jerk Enzo Amore, with his problems that he's had, I don't know if that one's going to survive. I just don't know. But speaking of the network, there's a very interesting documentary on there. I think they debuted it after the Royal Rumble. It's called WrestleMania 24. And the 24 hours before WrestleMania, they follow several of the stars as they're preparing for the matches, coming to the stadiums. Of course, they focus a lot on John Cena and Nikki and their little wedding plans. And then also the retirement of The Undertaker at WrestleMania. But very interesting to see some of those backscene things. I just actually finished watching it today right before you called me. So if you want to see that, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I still like the network, but I basically use it for the pay-per-view.
That's pretty much same here. I wish that they would do highlights or something of SmackDown and Raw on it.
Yeah.
I bought Hulu, a subscription to Hulu for Raw, you know, and it's really weird because it's an hour and a half long. And it's really condensed down, and it doesn't flow very well.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's like go to a commercial break and come back, and you're like, wait a minute, what happened to the last hour?
Yeah. There's a YouTube channel, I don't know how much the WWE really likes when the people do this.
Mm-hmm.
They take the Raw or the SmackDown broadcast, and they'll do it for Impact and stuff, and they'll cut that thing down to 30 minutes, and right in the middle of a sentence, you'll hear an edit cut. And right in the middle of a move, an edit cut. They're just trying to compact it down so you get the basic highlights, and it's on YouTube. I have watched a couple of those, but I find myself getting very frustrated with it just because if I want to watch the match, I want to watch the match. If I want to know who won, I can just go on the website.
Yeah,
because
I watched the Hulu version of the Raw 25, and it actually seemed to flow pretty well. But I was reading about it afterwards, and there was a ton of stuff that they that was cut out that I missed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, I didn't see that. Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
So, that's why you need to pay the big bucks for the cable subscription, Bubba. Xfinity.com.
Or I can just message you and say, hey, dude, what happened on Raw this week?
You probably do that, too.
And you'd be like, oh, well, while I was editing my... While I was working at my real job... I have 13 screens, and I had WWE Raw and SmackDown up on two of them, and 205 Live on another one, and Superstars on another one, and TNA on another one, and then I got confused what I was doing with my real job, and I just ended up watching wrestling all day.
I wish. I do at times when I'm doing some behind-the-scenes stuff. I'll have the wrestling going on in the background so I can kind of look at it. But
yeah.
Don't tell my boss, and remember we're on the station website too, so they might listen to this. I love my job. Oh, I love my job. I love my paycheck even better. Nah.
My lips are sealed.
But it is a great job. I will say that. So, but anyway, I want to tell you this. Have you heard the rumors about Bobby Lashley? Lashley might be coming back to the WWE.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's all kinds of rumors out there. You know, EC3's now in NXT. Mm-hmm. So Lashley is no longer with Impact.
Oh.
And I think that there's been talks about him coming and taking on. Oh,
please make it happen. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
That could be a pretty
make
good one.
Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen.
And speaking of Impact, a big star from Lucha Underground made his debut this past week. The Machine, Brian Cage.
Oh.
Yeah.
So let's talk for a minute about Impact.
Impact Wrestling.
Or is it TNA?
It's Global. No, it's Impact. It's Impact. Anthem Sports.
Anthem Sports, Impact Wrestling.
Uh-huh. What do you want
now?
The Owl.
How's it doing?
Not good. Ratings are okay, but I was just looking online that they are still having problems paying performers. And if I was a performer, I wouldn't like that at all.
Hmm.
They did make an agreement, a deal with Matt Hardy about the Broken gimmick. Hmm. And now he owns the Broken gimmick, and evidently the WWE has reached an agreement to buy the Broken footage from TNA Impact.
Really?
Yeah. So that will probably start showing up soon on the network when they do the Woken Matt Hardy gimmick. You know, they'll do some kind of special on that. They're doing, you know, Impact. I like the talent on there. I mean, Eli Drake. Now, he lost to Austin Aries. He's no longer the big champion. Austin Aries is the Impact champion. But Eli Drake is one of my favorites, and he used to wrestle in championship wrestling from Hollywood. Now, you've heard me talk about that a few times. I don't watch it religiously by any means, but I did pick it up the other day, and I think I texted you when I was watching it. They had a match between The Machine, Brian Cage, and the All-American Jack Swagger. That was an awesome,
really?
Big man match. It was incredibly good.
I miss Jack Swagger, dude.
Yeah.
I miss We the People.
Yeah. He still does that.
Does he?
Yeah. I saw them one time. He came out with his wife. They said it was his wife anyway, and they did the We the People.
Really?
And now Jack's going into the world of MMA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's going to do some MMA stuff, too.
Do you ever have time to watch Bellator or any of those?
I'm not big into the mixed martial arts. I don't know what the difference is for me, because I'll watch wrestling. Maybe it's that that little thing that I know that even though they do some dangerous stuff, that it's not as dangerous. People aren't going to get as hurt as bad if something goes wrong. So,
I am looking online, and it does show that there's been several releases from TNA recently.
Yeah, there have been.
So Jeremy Borash, EC3, and Bobby Lashley are Splitsville.
Yeah,
gone.
I didn't know about
gone
the announcer.
Like a freight train gone like yesterday.
Who does that?
Yeah, it was a 90s country song.
Oh, okay.
Maybe country, I should let them sing it.
Huh? Country western.
You were a country western DJ. I don't even want to hear it.
I did for a long time. I did. Yeah. I like country music. Yeah. But Jeremy Borash, I was
surprised. Well, hopefully Bobby Lashley smokes Brock Lesnar soon. Eats him for breakfast.
I think so. I think I would be rooting for Bobby Lashley on that one. I'm just never have been a Brock Lesnar. Yeah. Also, just a couple other quick little things here. John Cena has been all over the place. I mean, he is
Bless his heart.
Bless his little pea-picking heart.
Goodness gracious. He just does a lot of charity, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Last Monday show, he jumped out of the ring for a special needs kit.
He did.
Yeah. So, but he's also going to be the host of the
Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. Did Chris send you the video of that?
I have to look at that one.
Oh, you gotta check that out. It's so funny. It's John Cena, Mom Cena, Joan Cena.
he channeled his what was it, the Eddie Murphy book? Yeah, movie. Yeah,
he has all his family.
Yeah,
his family is in there. So.
Oh, that's awesome. He plays all of them, huh? Well, he's also writing children's books. John Cena is going to write a series of children's books called Elbow Grease.
Do you want to know what I'm mad about?
What?
Most mad in the entire freaking world.
Tell me, Zane.
John Cena's shoes are only marketed to children. You can't buy an adult set of John Cena shoes.
Really? He only markets them to kids? How did you find that out, pray tell? You tried to buy some for yourself?
And now I don't know what he's doing now that Kmart's pretty much gone out of business because it was an exclusive to Kmart. And trust me, I tried.
Okay. Well, I buy action figures and toys, so what can I say? But you're going to have to get this for Jax.
I will.
It's called Elbow Grease. The first books will be released October the 9th, 2018.
Oh, well, I'm going to look at them.
Mm-hmm. And did you hear about Jason Jordan?
He's hurt.
Yeah, he injured his neck, and he had a neck surgery. It's not known how long he's going to be out. But, man, can you think about what has happened to Seth Rollins? Dean Ambrose is gone. Now Jason Jordan's gone. And now they're trying to put him into WrestleMania or at least into the Elimination Chamber. Every time he gets a partner, they're doing something else. And if he teams up with Roman Reigns, are they going to go tag team or are they still going to do singles?
Well, look
stuff?
At the bright side. At least it wasn't Seth that injured him.
That's true. That's true.
Unlike Sting and Finn Balor and every other good competitor that he ever gets in the ring with. No,
I ain't gonna bite my tongue.
I know. I should just be quiet because they've all said that it wasn't Seth's fault.
But boy, it's a lot of people have. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Fastlane is coming up. The last one right before
that's the SmackDown version.
That's the SmackDown.
And we're replaying. We're rehashing the Triple Threat, or we don't know that yet, right?
Yeah, we don't. I don't know that for a fact yet.
That brings me to my next question for you. Talk to me about Dolph Ziggler.
He has re-signed with the WWE for what, $1.5 million that I heard?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be more than enhancement talent. He's going to be helping putting people over, though.
He already was, though.
I know, but for $1.5 million? I get in there and
do it. I'll get pinned for $1.5 million, he says.
And they're still going to let him do a stand-up comedy and be a little bit freer with his schedule.
Will he be able to perform anywhere else or just be a little bit freer with his schedule?
I think he's going to be freer with his schedule to pursue other interests. Mm. You know, stand-up comedy and things. Maybe he'll come to Salt Lake.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. You would have to make the trip for that one.
I would have to do that one to see Dolph and... Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. So,
I'd even drive up here and pick you up.
You would?
Well, that's a long drive.
It is a long drive. I'd meet you all the way in Wellsville, the whole 10 miles south of here.
Oh, well, that would shave about 15 minutes off my journey. So what else you got for us, Home Skillet?
I was watching Monday Night Raw, and John Cena was cutting a promo. We do a lot about Cena here, don't we? And Cena, and I just picked this up. In the promo, he's talking about WrestleMania, and he's talking about how great a deal WrestleMania is and how this might be his last chance to have a WrestleMania moment this year. He says, Mania can bring back a legend back from the dead. Is that a hint about The Undertaker? Mania can bring a legend back from the dead.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But what kind of a beef does Undertaker have with Cena? It's like, you wrote children's books, and I was in a Scooby-Doo movie, and so therefore
I know what it is. Because John Cena does not market his shoes to adults.
That's probably what it is. The Undertaker.
You're dead, man.
It's because the American badass wants John Cena's shoes, and he can't get them. Because how can you be an American badass without John Cena's shoes?
So he's pissed. I hope
the WWE creative is listening right now.
I'm sure they're scouring every little podcast out there. Those guys in Turnbuckle Trash talk trash about us.
And all 15 of their listeners.
Did you hear the last podcast where Chris and I started doing Mr. Sacco and Mr. Rogers jokes?
No.
Oh, man, it's really funny. And Chunky Larry just sent me a picture this morning. It's going to be on Geeks of the Industry. And the little picture that they put on there for Stitcher and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Has a Mr. Sacco and Mr. Rogers on there because we really get off on Mick Foley being Mr. Rogers now, you know, because he told Sasha Banks not to do that move where she almost broke her neck.
I sent that to you, didn't I?
Yes, you did. That was scary.
She got kicked. It was Asuka, wasn't it?
Asuka kicked her
right in the face as she dive bombed out of the ring.
Asuka was out of position. The way I looked at it, I thought she was out of position. And then she fell wrong, and her neck bent back, and I'm going, oh, man, I thought she was really hurt. But that was scary stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess that's about it. We're getting ready for the Elimination Chamber, which is always one of my favorite events of the year. I love the Elimination Chamber.
More than Mania?
Mania. Rumble? I like the Rumble and Mania the best, and then I put Elimination Chamber.
You know, in the last 2 years, I've been a little disappointed in the Rumble because one of the most exciting things about the Rumble was the guest appearances.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't really even have, we haven't had, the women's Rumble had more guest appearances than the men's did.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, do you remember when Shaq came out a few years ago? And they should bring Karl Malone back for a, you know,
Chunky Larry saying, yeah, bring back my cousin. Yeah. Chunky Larry is second cousins with Karl Malone.
No way.
Yeah.
Didn't you know that? I met Karl Malone once in the Smith's Food King parking lot.
You did?
Where at?
In Logan.
He came up to Logan. I was like in third grade or something like that. And I brought all these Karl Malone basketball cards to get autographed. And we get right up there. I'm so excited because I'm going to have an autographed Karl Malone basketball card because I was really into basketball back then.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, you can't have those. You got to buy something. And my mom's like scrambling, and they're like, oh, and we only take cash. And my mom's like, freak. So she's digging through her wallet, trying to find cash and scrounging change to buy. She bought two little 5x7 Karl Malone pictures and so he could autograph them.
You still have them?
I still have one of them, yeah. Oh, I don't know where the other one is.
Probably burned.
And I met Antoine Carr once, too.
The big dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I interviewed him on the radio.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Long time ago, when he was up here in Logan for something.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he was. He was very, very nice.
Jazz are doing really good right now.
Yes, they are. Donovan Mitchell, the rookie.
And the Verizon Wireless Slam Dunk champion.
Yeah. So... hey, we're talking about everything. We talk about movies. We talk about books. We talk about John Cena not selling his dadgum shoes to adults.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I got to tell you this. So we were cruising around the other day, me and my kid, and he says, you know, he says, I think I'm going to be a garbage truck driver when I grow up. He says, and maybe I'll be a professional wrestler on the weekends. I think I'll do both.
Duke the Dumpster Drosy. That's what we're going to call yes. him. Remember Duke the Dumpster?
No.
You don't remember Duke the Dumpster? No, that was back before the Attitude Era. Uh-huh. Yeah, when they were doing really crazy characters. Came out with the garbage can and everything. You don't remember him?
I don't.
Oh. Well, I'm an old man.
Don't they call it the nostalgia era or whatever?
Yeah.
Like the Hulkamania era.
Yeah, something like
nostalgia
that.
Nostalgia era or yeah. something. So he's going to be a garbage truck driver and a wrestler on the weekends. I said, that's a good, you can do anything. This is America. You can do anything you want.
Except when you're adult, you cannot buy John Cena shoes.
And you can't talk bad about anybody on Facebook because they'll get mad at you and call you names.
Oh, did you see my Facebook post on my personal page today?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Because I enjoy your Facebook
posts. Oh, thank you. I try not to get too political. But last night, I had trouble sleeping last night. I'm going to tell everybody on this because I thought it was clever. Because on my news feed I had a post from a friend of mine that had basic hate speech from conservatives to liberals, blaming liberals for every bad thing that's happening in the world. And then another post just underneath it was from a friend who's more of a liberal, and it was blaming conservatives on all the ills in the world. With some very hateful speech. So I just posted that, and I put my 2 cents worth in. I put about 20 hates in there.
And your 2 cents is more valuable than anybody else's.
I get tired of all the negativity on Facebook, so I try to keep it light and everything. So, yeah. But I guess that's wrapping things up today, huh?
That's wrapping things up today. And, yeah. And who knows when we might have this opportunity again to be joined in studio
and we
together.
I think we finally figured out how to do the Skype MP3 thing. Finally,
Does mine sound okay?
Yes, it does. Yours sounded better than mine.
Really?
But I made an adjustment on mine. It's now it sounds.
I always get worried that you're like going to hear the furnace or something kick on because I record in my basement.
I record in my kitchen.
I get worried that you're going to hear the furnace kick on or like you can hear anything. My kid likes to ride his bike downstairs.
I have heard it. I have heard that. And, you know, that to me is fine because it's real. You know, I like real. I was doing talking with Chris, and he was outside of his apartment in North Carolina, mm-hmm. and you could hear the traffic going by. I loved it.
That's neat.
Because my whole thing is that we're real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you listen to Turnbuckle Trash, you're getting a fan's point of view, and this is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're not putting on any airs. We are who we are, and like some other people put on
airs. And we're better than everybody else's podcast, too.
There are several out there that are really poor.
And there's several out there
that are
I won't
really
name
good.
anything, but there's one in particular that gets a lot of really, really big names
uh-huh.
and a lot of really big interviews, and some of them write for Bleacher Report, and I'm like, these guys suck. They're terrible.
Uh-huh.
They're not that good.
Uh-huh.
And their podcast is terrible quality. And
that's the thing with podcasting. You know, it's you're going to get good. You're going to get bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we just try to have fun with it. That was the whole way when we set it up. You and I met with our friends over at Death Ray Comics and also through the radio station. And we just kind of hooked up and said, hey, let's go for this. And
Does Trent still watch wrestling?
Yeah, he's a big NXT fan.
Is he?
Yeah. Mm. And So anyway, Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber.
You ready
and
for it?
What's next after that?
Fast Lane. Yeah.
And then what's next after that?
WrestleMania in
New Orleans.
Gonna have some jambalaya.
Man. I might have to come up for that. Have a WrestleMania party at Dave's house.
Oh, yeah. See if I can get the wife to make those little cocktail weenies with
She needs to make those friggin' ribs again is what she needs to make.
Uh-huh. Oh, my wife makes the best ribs in the world.
Ooh, in the entire world.
On Super Bowl Sunday, we had ribs, but they came from a place called Corky's in Memphis. My sister sent them to me for Christmas. Mm-hmm. They were packed in dry ice. And they were okay, but nothing like my wife's cooked ribs. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Hmm. Yep. All right. Well, now that you made me hungry, let's talk. Let's end.
I'm You know, I have a photographic memory myself. Photographic. So.
Oh,
but we'll have some more right after Elimination Chamber, okay?
Taste you later, okay?
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Barrett's like shiny things and collect them. Dave's like comic books and action figures. He's like it's like he's drawn to them. He's like a magnet. He just can't.
Yeah.
I come to visit Dave today, and what does he show up with? None other than the cutest little 1-inch tall Sami Zayn figure you've ever seen in your life.
Hey, it's the Ringmaster Thanatos. Get it straight, Skippy.
Yeah.
Really, really easy to defend the titles that long if they don't actually ever defend them. That's.
Hey, we got to excuse Ajay. He's going to be with us.
There is no excuse for Ajay. Do you want to know what I'm mad about?
What?
Most mad in the entire freaking world?
Tell me, Zane.
John Cena's shoes are only marketed to children.
I don't feel that New York is my home. The circus is my home. The Psycho Circus is where I am from. That's where I feel at home. Anybody that's relevant? Well, if they're not in the Psycho Circus to us, they're not relevant. They're just a byproduct of what I'm trying to get to, you know?
So, you see, tell everybody what the is on my hat.
I have to read NXT. NXT.
Okay. Yeah.
You're dead, man.
It's because the American badass wants John Cena's shoes. And he can't get them. Because how can you be an American badass without John Cena's shoes?
Well, I was working at my real job. Yeah. I have 13 screens, and I had WWE Raw and SmackDown up on two of them, and 205 Live on another one, and Superstars on another one, and TNA on another one, and then I got confused what I was doing with my real job, and I just ended up watching wrestling all day.
I wish.